normally talk about the parsha. I don't like to deviate from that. However, a few weeks ago, when there was a lot of confusion about what a lot of people were saying on a certain topic, I deviated from that. I didn't intend to. It became get the publicity that I did. I was trying to talmidim. And the reason I spoke at that time is that certain people in the name of Torah were saying some very irresponsible things. When people in the name of Torah say some very irresponsible things, sometimes it's a chiyuv goma to correct it. As everyone knows, there's a serious war going on, very serious war. It's the first time since the end of the Second World War, which is 76 and a half years ago, that that a war of this dimension is happening. There's a group of people, a large group of people, have repeated something in the name of the Vilna Gaon. A, it's a misquote. B, it's misapplied. And there's a lot of... So, in the time of the Vilna Gaon, there was a famous war, the Crimean War. I don't know how many of you know much of history, what the Crimean War was. It was a major war in Europe. And on the one hand, you had Russia, you had the Ottoman Empire, you had all sorts of different forces. And the Gross said that if Russia would come into Crimea, that he thought that would be a sign of the upcoming Geula, on Big Day Shabbos, the Makabel Pon of Shul Mashiach. At that point, Russia didn't come into Crimea, didn't conquer Crimea. The year 2014, when Russia took over Crimea, some people said, oh, Vilna Gaon said if Russia comes into Crimea, where Big Day Shabbos, Mashiach is here around the corner. They had special messiahs. Okay. A. And now that there's war between Russia and Crimea, there's a lot of talk. The Vilna Gaon said, if the Russian army, they have these special messiahs from all the way, and there's very detailed how it goes through Chaim Volozhin to the Groth. If they cross the Dnieper River, all sorts of baloney, nonsense. Okay. So, let me tell you about Tuma service. I'm not oblivious to Tuma service from Chaim Volozhin. And the Masurah from Chaim Volozhin is very specific. In a certain instance, the Brisker Rav reiterated it very clearly that he was talking specifically about a specific war in Crimean War. It had no application to anything. Number one, anyone who has no olive base of history knows that Russia controlled Crimea until 1999 when Boris Yeltsin decided to make the Ukraine and Crimea a separate entity, but Russia controlled it. Okay. Russia controlled it for many, many years. Okay. So there's nothing new about Russia if they control it. They don't control it. Those are people, A. There are three problems with that. A, they don't know history. B, they have messed up Masurvis from what the Groth said. Three, there's another Masurva. Have from the Tesis Yontif. Okay. is well known. Certainly, those all Rabbanisha families who are descendant of Tosfos Yontif knew it. It was very widespread known. After Shabbosei Tzvi, there were, in 1648-1649, those of you who don't know Jewish history, 1648-1649 was Gzeiras Tachfatat. Well, over a million Jews were massacred. As a result, it was a tremendous disillusion. And then Shabbosei Tzvi came as the Mashiach, and people jumped on to Shabbosei Tzvi. Many people, and many serious Talmidei Chachamim also. The Knesset HaGdola, the leading Talmid Chacham in Turkey, which was the leading center of Torah at the time, one of the leading centers of Torah at the time, he was the Rav of Shabbosei Tzvi. Thought he was Mashiach. After that disillusionment, when Shabbosei Tzvi converted to Islam, so Poland was, the Jewish community in Poland was run by the Vadar Barotzis, the leading Talmud Chacham of Tosfos Yontif. They made a takana. Takana is no one is allowed under any circumstance to say Mashiach is here, about to be here, or so and so is Mashiach. And that was kept. Now, let's just try to understand what Mashiach means, what wars mean, and put everything in perspective. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Melachim about Mashiach. Yirem ipshutin shel divrei hanaviyim. Will seem from the simple pshat of Divrei HaNeviim, Shebetchilas Yimotz HaMashiach, the beginning of Yimotz HaMashiach, Tiyeh Milchemes Gog U'Magog. Whether that's the Second World War, that somehow today Mr. Putin announced that he called his cabinet of nuclear war, preparing for nuclear war against the United States. Okay. Maybe this is it. Kodem Milchemes Gog U'Magog, Yaman Novi Yisrael. Novi will stand up to Klal Yisrael. It didn't happen before the Second World War. I didn't notice it happening today. Layashi Yisrael Ulohochin Libom. To make Yisrael straight, to prepare the Shenema, Hienochi Sholechum, Etzelio Anol, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagodlo Vahanora. Veinabo, Lolatame Velo. Talmud, he's not going to teach us any halachas, not to say who's possible, who's kosher. Ela, to make shalom in this world. Shenema ve'heshiv lavovel sabon. Yesh min ha-chachomim, ha-chachom, omim, shakon b'yas ha-mashiach, melech ha-mashiach, el yo'o kam. Now, I've seen the Pasha Posse. So what does the Rambam say? Go'e tanoi. Chol elu ha-dvarim u'chayotze bohem. All of these things, lo yeda adam heich yiyu ad sheyuyu. No one knows what it's going to be until it comes. If people are predicting Mashiach, this, that, shedvarim stumim heim eitzel nevi'im. It's sosum. Where did the Rambam get this from? There is sukkim at the end of Daniel. The Malach tells Daniel the Cheshbin for the Bias HaGoel, for Hakeitz. So Malach gives him one Cheshbin. Daniel says, I don't understand it. The Malach gives him a second Cheshbin. Daniel says, I don't understand it. So the Malach says, Lech Daniel, go Daniel, ki chasumim v'stumim hadvorim areis Hakeitz. It's chosum v'sosum areis ha-keitz. Remember once I asked my Rebbe Zichron Levracha the following question. Chazal say there were 1,000 nevuas and many nevi'im. So which nevuas were written down? Nevuah shetzricha ledoros, a nevuah that is necessary for subsequent doros. The Ushalot Tzrichel Doros or Nichtav. A Nevuah that's not written for Doros wasn't written down. So I said, if the Navi, if the Malach told Daniel, you're not going to understand it, and no one's going to understand it until Mashiach actually comes, and then in retrospect they'll understand it, so it's not necessarily Doros. So why is it written down? My Rebbe Zichron Lebrach answered, there are two things that we have to know. A, there's a cheshbon. B, you'll never understand the cheshbon. So stop making cheshbonos. So that's, Rambam says, Shedvorim hastumim heim eitzel neviyim. It was sosim to, says, V'gam chachomim ein lehem kabolu du v'dvorim. There's many of Gedolei HaTanoim v'Amoraim had a svara this way or that way. But there's no real Kabbalah on the topic. They don't have, there's no clear Masorah we have how to interpret all of the Psukim. So all these Sfarim, all these people who talk, there's no Masorah how to interpret the Psukim. And why is there Machlokas? Because the Psukim aren't clear. Okay. It's very, very clear. Lo yachshov kitzev. Amru chachom. Tipach. Daiton shal mechashri kit. El yachakev yamin b'chal hadova kamo shabiyarno. That's number one. So all this extreme talk about Mashiach, we have a Kabbalah, and that was the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael. For hundreds of years, we don't talk. We wait for him. We daven for him. But to make cheshbonos, we don't know. So therefore, when I hear all these people talking about Mashiach, I also have Masoros from Chaim Voloshin. It was very clear. Briskerov reiterated it very, very clearly many times. I'm a Savior from Chaim Voloshin. He was talking about the Crimean War specifically, not about anything subsequent. Number one. Number two, we don't make cheshbonos. And Milanu Gadol K'Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva thought about Kochbulus Mashiach, and he made a mistake. So if Rebbe Kiva can make a mistake, Kal v'chomer all the rest of us. So that's why we don't talk about it. Number one. Now, on the other hand, assume Mashiach would be around the corner. Let's assume Mashiach would be around the corner. So what should our reaction be? What does the Pasuk say? When Mashiach comes, it's going to be a Yom HaDin Godol V'Nora. So that means if people figure they have to prepare for Yom Kippur, people feel they have to prepare for any Yom HaDin, if the people really, instead of putting on Big Day Shabbos, they be trembling in their boots, and figure, how am I preparing for Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Hanora? That's right. Now, we don't know what's going to bring Mashiach. The Rambam, there's a Machlokas in the Gemara, where the Klal Yisrael will first do tshuva and then Mashiach will come, or Mashiach will come without Klal Yisrael doing tshuva. The Rambam happens to paskin that Ein Yisrael Nigol Melo B'tshuva. It's Kvayev Ticha Yisrael, so Sofen. So lots of tshuva. But not everyone paskins. Machlokas Tanoim, not everyone paskins that way. We don't know. We won't know until he comes. Okay. Now, how do we react that there's a war? Well, all the people who are planning on going to the Ukraine at the end of this month, be it Mezhibozh, be it Yuman, whatever, obviously all the travel plans are canceled. That's clear. There are no flights to the Ukraine. Now, first of all, there's an interesting Gemara talking about the Yom HaDin HaGodol VaHanora. Gemara says, Sof HaYomim, when Mashiach comes, we say, V'olu Moshiyim B'har Tzion Lishpotetz HaReisa V'hoysa L'Hashem Amaluch. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a final judgment on all the nations of the world. He's going to call them in. Mora, Daf Beis, Amid Beis, says, Kadosh Baruch Hu B'ma Asaktim. Amru Lefana of Rabbanu Shalom. Harbe Shvokim Tekinu. Rome is going to say, we made all this commerce. Harbe Mechatzol Sasinu. Harbe Kesev Zov Hibinu. We did all of this. V'chulam lo asinu elu b'shisrael kadesh yasku b'torah. So, says, what did we built up the world economy, says Rome. We made roads, we made all these sorts of stuff, and we did it just for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. Okay. Rav Arsham says, no, Rome, that's not what you did. You did it for yourself. You made shvakim for zonos. You made mechatzot for your self-glorification. Your money you made. Money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't make the money. I decided at that point in history that there should be a lot of money in this world. So, okay. So, klu yesh b'chem, he says. Now, the Gemara goes on. He goes to another nation. He goes to Persian, Iran. What did you do? We made many bridges. Harbe krochem kishvashnu. We conquered many cities. Harbe milchomo sasinu. Kulam lo asinu b'shisrael she'asku b'torah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Iran, you're wrong. Kamash hasi, you did it for yourself. You make sharim so you can collect tolls, make yourself rich. You conquered many cities. No, you did it for making money. Milchamos. You didn't make a milchama. Ani asisi. I made the milchamos. Wow. Shenema Hashem yish milchama. And Morris. Now, Morris telling us two very important things here. First of all, if there's war in this world, has nothing to do with Putin, Biden, or anybody. It says, Ani Asisi. It's a medrash, too. That means, what is the Gemara telling us? Gemara says, it says, Leif Sarim Umlochim Biyad Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world in a very, very detailed way. In a very detailed way. And he can't leave it up to some despot Putin or some idiot like Biden to run the world. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that somehow the election would go, that this person was put in office. He so arranged that in 1999, two things happened. It was a very strange thing, if anyone understands Soviet history, Russian history. Boris Yeltsin declared Ukraine independent, and he took his underling called Vladimir Putin, and he pushed him up into a major position. And 20-something years later, the two are coming together. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs history. And there's a very important medrash. It's a medrash in a number of places. Medrash in Bishalach. Amr Rebbe Lozov and Ptos. Kevin Shiyotsu Yisroel in Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisroel left Mitzrayim, when you know some in Nahum, all you Mitzrayim wrote to Machareim. And so Mitzrayim come chasing after them. Shinamah, Pyro Hikruv. No sum ain't ome ela noseya. Noseya. Why noseya? There are thousands of soul soldiers. Shiyotsu Pyro Mitzrayim Lidov Harem, Tolway Nain Lo Shemayim. He lifted their eyes up to heaven. Every nation has a Malach in Shemayim that represents them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was a Malach of Mitzrayim representing Mitzrayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Klal Yisrael had seen Mitzrayim absolutely shattered a week ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it. But now they realize there's a Milchama happening in Shemayim between the Malach who represents Klal Yisrael and the Malach of Mitzrayim. And whoever is going to win that Milchama in Shemayim, that is going to determine what happens down here on earth. Nisyaru Harbi, they were wondering, are we Zocha? Shinema Vayiru Maud, Umahu, we name it Sraim no Sachmeim. Soran Shamitzraim Hoyo. It's the Malach and Shemaim of Shain HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mapil Uma. Ad Shahu Mapil Soran Techila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in Shemaim and saying that when there are two, there's a war between two nations. Each one has a representative, Malach and Shemayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu judges between these two Malachim, who's going to win. And when he's Mapil one side, the army down on earth collapses. Chenat Amotze B'nucha Netza. Habim Nuchavad Netza. Shibel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Soro T'chila. Shenema, posing in Daniel. Okay. Kevin Shishkiach Baruch Hu as Hamitzrim B'yam. But what happened before he drowned them in the ocean? Lo Shikat Chila El Soron. Zeh Soron, and he buried in the Yam the Sar. What are Chazal saying? Chazal are telling us a very, very simple thing. Yeah, if you take a look at the news today, each one has his analysis, how it's working. This army, that army, this army, that army. Yeah. What a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon is, no one knows. What our cheshbon has to be, I'll tell you. When people talk about Mashiach, today, I found it very hard to concentrate. Very hard. Kiev is a city of over 2 million people with 110,000 Jews. The fourth largest Jewish community in the world is in the Ukraine. And take Kiev. 110,000 people identify themselves as the Jews and have 110,000 people whose lives are in danger. And bombs are falling everywhere. Civilians are being killed everywhere. Any Jew who that doesn't upset, something's wrong with him. 110,000 Jews have their lives in danger. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the war. And all the cheshbonos everyone had a week ago, a boto mavuto, a nonsense, everyone realizes absolute nonsense, all the great brilliant minds of academia who had very detailed analysis, it's going to be this, that, and the other thing. Mishpoch runs the world. And if from here Mashiach will come, maybe, maybe. Maybe. Could be. We don't know. We don't know the Cheshbon Shemayim. And we're not. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, and he told the Malach, Ki chatsumim v'stumim hadvorim areis haketz. You're not going to know my Cheshbon. You're not going to know how I'm running the world. And the one thing you b'chlal will never know until it happens is Bias HaGoel. But I'm running the war. Milchamos ani asisiv, says the Gemara. I make milchamos. Rome built roads. Iran built bridges. They're doing everything. But milchamos ani asisiv. I did it. And that's the Medrash. Who's going to win the war? Right now in Shemayim, there are two opposing spiritual forces. One represents Russia, one represents Ukraine. And it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. What's going to happen? That's how wars win, work. Hashgacha Pratis. V'amedinos b'yayomar ezola cherev yezola sholem. Back Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we were davening, it was the Zadin and Shemayim. So we said, if we believe what we say, I don't know whether people believe what they say. But when we say, Amadinos bo yeoma izu lecher ve'ilo sholem. Okay, now. So, we have to forget the Mashiach talk. We have to, if it could be, an atomic war about to happen. I mean, you're talking about a madman. If you look at what this madman is capable about, he's running the world. He's the hero running the world. He's going to control the world. He's got away with everything until now. And when he's frustrated and angry and he announced in his, has his newspaper that puts out his PR. The Pravda, they had an article that the Soviet submarines are off the coast of the United States and going to finish the United States in 3 minutes. So, I have 120 nuclear missiles in the United States in 3 minutes is finished. And this madman's fantasy, it may happen, may not. Today he announced that he's preparing for nuclear war. Okay, no law. But he's not going to make that decision. Kadosh Baruch Hu's not going to leave this world in the hands of a madman. That's not the way the world goes. The world's in a sakana. The whole world's in a sakana. Everyone knows the whole world is in a sakana. So when the whole world's in a sakana, in general, and you have 110,000 Jews in Kiev were under attack. And the Russian army has entered Kharkiv. I think there are 40, 50,000 Jews in Kharkiv, and there's fighting in the streets of Kharkiv. So what do we have to do? We have to say, you know, in such a time, maybe at Yom Adin HaGadol VaHanor are about to happen. And we got to prepare for it. Instead of putting on Big Day Shabbos, wonderful. And if you take a look, the Gemara, the end of Sota, what it takes for Mashiach to come, Dorsha Mashiach Bo, that's the biggest prediction. What is Dorsha Mashiach Bo? Chutz Be'yaski, You go through all that Gemara, it's talking about everything. You go through it, it's that. So the world is happening, and therefore, because so many Jewish lives are being threatened at this point, we're talking the fourth largest Jewish community, United States, Canada, Israel, Ukraine, and then the UK. We're talking a large number of Jews, their lives, they're being bombed daily. Now on, after every tefillah, we'll say three kibbutz tilim and Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, because Hansuna Batzora, and a tremendous tzora. Ben Bayomu, Ben Bayomosha. Number one. And it's a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shaking up the world. 2 years ago, those who were here 2 years ago, I was talking. When Corona began, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking up the world will never be the same. How, what, when, where, we don't know. But one thing is clear. Mashiach is coming now, next week and next year, 2 years, we don't know. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking up the world in a dramatic and drastic way, from Corona and the civil unrest and everything that's happened over the past 2 years, we have to make a very, very serious cheshbon nefesh, where we fit into this whole thing. It's not time to rejoice. Oh, Mashiach is here. Wonderful. A lot of people whose lives are being threatened now. There's a midas hadin in this world in a very serious way. No one knows how it's happening. Ganesh Baruch Hu is running it. And it's time for us to make a very serious cheshbon nefesh. Anyone who knows that if there's war in Eretz Yisrael threatening people's lives, they daven and they daven. But that it makes a difference with Jewish lives here in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish lives in Kiev and in Kharkiv and in Uman and wherever else they may be. No, Jewish lives are being threatened in a very overwhelming way. The fourth largest Jewish community in the world today is under attack. Time for us to take this very, very seriously in general. And for our own cheshbon nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning the world upside down in every furtz and magid. For now, it's a potential world war. Anything can happen. And at that time, in very serious times, we have to look at ourselves very seriously.